Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
You know, it was a bounce back game for us. Simple as that. We seem like we've been practicing forever. We need to come out strong. Just talking about the defense first, defense really came out ready to play. Our defensive line has played outstanding ball all year, and they set the tone today. I think we had six sacks or so. LaDonaje was outstanding. That pressure did a lot. You know, we're playing a good offense. Sam Bradford's a, you know, great quarterback. They had moved the ball against a lot of people. So defense really did some good things today. Felt like we had control of the game. Tim Jennings has been outstanding. We've talked about him OTAs, training camp, preseason, and he's making plays. I think he's got his fourth interception, had a hand in another one. Our first score, that's the first goal we have defensively, it's a score. So to see Major Wright get in the end zone was big for that. Thought Michael Bush stepped up and gave us some good runs, getting the running game going. Passing game, we made some plays when we had to, especially in the second half there where we needed to get a drive going. I thought we did some good things with it. Protection, for the most part, was pretty good. And again, the line did a good job of opening up some of the holes. Robbie Gold steps in normally when we ask him to. So it was just a good team win for us to get back on track. Injury-wise, Evan Rodriguez went down with a knee injury. And I think that's about it as far as our injuries are concerned. I expect the offense to do what's required of them on that day. Some days, we may have to score 41 points to win. Other days, it may be a ball, maybe about ball security and making plays when we have to put over, you know, 20 points, or, you know, for our team to have that offense has to be in position to do some good things, and they were. I just know they work hard every day, and we have good players there, and we have outstanding coaches. I think it's a simple formula. You know, we've talked about the flexibility we have on the defensive line where they could all play different positions. And it's just not one guy. They're taking time, taking different turns of getting pressure. So I don't know exactly what it is, but we need them, of course, to continue it. It's hard to say exactly. Well, I just know that, you know, if you want a player to get better and you ask him to and you tell him, give him things to work on and you have the ability to do it, I think it's a commitment you have to make. Tim made a commitment to improve his game. And to, you know, last year he had a lot of opportunities with his hands on balls and he didn't make the play. You see him working on that trade every day. So I don't know exactly how it happens and why a player in his career goes through it, but it's fun to watch it. And this is how it's supposed to happen. Well, it's good to see. I mean, we have 10 guys on the roster. And they know it's about, I'm going to go back to practice still to get, we're going to dress seven defensive linemen normally. And we base it a lot on how they practice each week. So they realize that. So you have to have your A game every day to get in position to play these games. And maybe it's just as simple as that. I think it will in the course of the game, but I'm going to go back and say that a little that had to do with St. Louis. I mean, they're an NFL team, and they were playing good football also. They have Courtland Finnegan. They have good players over there, and they have good linemen that were rushing. So sometimes you just have to keep fighting, I mean, the entire way, and eventually you get over that hump a little bit. So we'll go and look and make – we're not, you know, ready for the – you know, to stop practicing anything like that. Hey, we have a long ways to go in all three phases, though. But this is a step in the right direction. Happy? Yes, I was happy with the game. I mean, it's pretty simple, guys. When things don't go well, we're going to be really unhappy. But when we find a way as a football team to win the game, we're going to enjoy that first and then go back to the field and correct those things.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.